Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Welcome to the Fred Dreyer Show. Is that what we're calling? We changed the name officially here on all of our signage, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of the show, I think it used to be the Fred Dreyer Show with Mike Horn, is now simply the Fred Dreyer Show, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, Fred. How are you?
Trend, can't you?
Yeah, I can see it. There, yeah, we got to get that microphone on.
There you go.
That's good. It's a different
That's
one.
Good.
I forgot it.
You can see the trend.
I see what's going on here.
Yeah, you know, you see.
I see what's going on.
You saw Mike and I huddling this morning in the parking lot.
Mike, Gary, and you just taking it on. That's okay, ladies and gentlemen. We're here on the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn, and we're going to have some good stuff talking baseball, football. I even got some hockey news for you, which is I got to get Fred's opinion on a story coming out of the National Hockey League. It's an interesting one. I'm going to get your comments on it. You're going to be excited.
Is it a human story?
Yeah, well, it involves humans, and it involves
hockey
teams and things and management and hockey teams and players and that sort of stuff. So stay tuned for that. Plus, we'll get to your postcards, your emails. Email Fred. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. That's Fred, F-R-E-D, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y. There's your dry. Put your E-R in there. It's your Fred Dreyer at CRN, Competition Radio Network, crntalk.com, facebook.com/ The Real Fred Dreyer. And don't forget on X. Fred Dreyer on X or whatever the heck. I forget what it is. He's there.
It's not important. It's not important.
At Fred_Dreyer.
We got the most important thing done, which was
what's that?
Make sure that people knew this was my show.
The Fred Dreyer Show. It's correct now. How's your week going? I didn't get a chance to talk to you this week. It was our worst handicapping week of all time, Fred. What were we like?
Well,
6-18?
Look, there's two things.
Yes.
Either one of us, both of us, haven't got a clue how to handicap anymore.
That's correct.
Or that this sport is on its way out.
It's unbelievable. Some interesting upsets and more. The sure bets right
nobody,
now.
Nobody wants to play football, pal. Nobody wants to play football. They don't want to tackle. They've already told them they negotiated their position, and now we're going to have to watch it all play out, just like we're watching baseball play out.
Yeah, we got a lot of comments on that as well, too. Hey, thanks for joining us. We're here every week at this time. Glad to have you all on board with us. We'll take a little break, come back with more. Don't forget to email Fred, FredDreyer at crntalk.com.
Right.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit c-60.com. That's c-60.com. Or call 720-600-6040.
trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug. It's carbon. Give us a call at Gresca's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Hi, Michael Horn here for Balance 7. Balance 7 is a supplement I use in my diet every day. Balance 7 is here to balance your stomach for each day of your life. Keep your body in balance, not too acid, not too alkaline. Use Balance 7 as your personal body supplement. Boost your immune system, too. Call 800-793-9039 and get Balance 7 with 15% off your order. A free bottle of My Smooth Skin, free shipping, and a money-back guarantee. Mention my name, Mike. That's 1-800-793-9039. Mention Mike. We're back. It is the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn. The star of our show is Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend from the iconic Hunter series, and so much more. So, and looking at our chat room, we got a lot of things going on here, Fred, right now. Bruce is out working on his car, and he's apparently got a problem with the starter. So my question to you and from Bruce to you is, did you ever work on your automobiles? You had that Volkswagen van for so many years. Were you sort of a home mechanic?
Those things you could...
Get close to that microphone so we can hear you. There you go.
We had... I bought cars that I could work on myself. So I had Chevys for, not a Ford, but Chevys and Volkswagens, and they were a lot of fun to work with. I got a great deal of satisfaction cleaning up after myself, and it's not that way anymore. You know?
It's tough to work on cars. You got to have the computer chip to go in there and check
things. Well, you can't. Once you open the hood of the car, it's all sealed.
Yeah, everything is sealed. So even the hood itself over there. Nikki says, hello, happy Wednesday from Nebraska. We had a question from Nikki. She wants to know, Halloween is right around the corner. Do you, Fred Dreyer, do you have a favorite candy that is number one in your trick-or-treat bag?
Well, I have a couple of them that span the generations. One was the Kit Kat bar, and the small one, all dark chocolate. And then I had Almond Joys.
Oh, boy.
It was a treat.
One of my favorites.
There was a nice treat in there, an almond.
Do you know, I used to think that they were indescribably delicious.
Well, and there's two of them in there. You know.
There's two Almond Joys and two Mounds. Did you like the Mounds bar as well?
Well, it's the same bar.
Oh, but no almonds. It had the coconut. Remember, the Mounds bar had the coconut and the Almond Joy.
I always had the almond.
You've never had the Mounds bar?
I've always had the Mounds bar, but I love the nut in there.
Mm-hmm. And so that's a delicious thing. So in his bag, he'll be looking for Almond Joys, Kit Kat. You also did you like the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup?
No, I never did.
Yeah?
Too much peanut butter.
Yeah, and Snicker bars, I think, last year. You took them all out of the Halloween candy container.
Well, I took them out, and then I put them back in.
You did. The Fred Dreyer Show. All right, let's get back to you talking about your cars, because I want to bring this up. We had Pamela sent in pictures for us this week, and I want your comments on this, because we usually put this towards the end of the show. We thought we'd start this week, because Fred's got two careers. He's the all-pro defensive end for football. He's the acting legend from Hunter and Land's End and so many shows and guest starring roles. He's still working to this day. But when Hunter started, the first couple of seasons, there was a running gag that was there on the Hunter TV show, and it was that you had a bunch of, you had the worst vehicles that were assigned to you, so many different cars. I mean, some of them had white fenders on there, and the doors looked like they'd been dented out for a while, and we're going to post these at our website, thefreddreyershow.com, so you can check it out. But here's a picture she sent in. It looks like a blue. It looks like an old Chevy or something in there. And it's
The junk car.
Two-door. It's a junk car,
That's
right?
The most important part of this. It's a junk car. I kept telling Frank Lupo, who created the show and based the Hunter character off of New York mob stories. Nothing that the Hunter show resonated with was a L.A. cop doing L.A. stories.
You were supposed to be, your character, you were had connections to, or your family did, to the mob,
well,
right?
My father was in the mob, the head of the mob, or whatever it was. That's all autobiographical to Frank. You know, we created these shows, and his imagination was that we're gonna have a lot of fun with every once in a while. Nobody knows it, but you're gonna drive a bad car because the cops, your fellow cops, hate you, which is a bad choice to make creatively. You know, you're stuck. You get stuck in that cul-de-sac, and so we had bad cars. And after a while, I remember having the car, literally the car that was supposed to break down, actually broke down
because
on the Hollywood Freeway.
While you were filming?
Yeah. And I said, see, this is the problem you get, you know, when you're not watching what should be going on. And, it was...
So they were kind of stuck.
It was one man against the mob. That was Hunter the first couple of years.
Yeah.
And then I said, get rid of these cars. If I come to work and I see this, you know, you got to write this stuff out. As a matter of fact, don't waste any film filming me getting a new car and having people like me. I don't care if they like me. That's one thing. But at the same time, they can't obstruct justice. They can't keep me from doing what I'm doing because I'm just not going to do what it says in the script.
Yeah, here's another one Pamela sent in. It looks like it's sort of a faded, spotted-up gray color, and one of the headlights is knocked out of it. You and McCall there on either side. Again, we'll post these at freddreyershow.com so you can check them out. But there's another junk car. Another one here. Now, this one, this looks like some kind of a Chrysler product here. Was this a Dodge
it was
here?
A Valiant.
Plymouth Valiant. Yeah, it looks like a Valiant.
Yeah.
It's got white primer paint on passenger door.
They're all crappy cars, you know, and that was supposed to be the joke. Oh, hey, here's Hunter. He needs to get the bad guy because he just killed a bunch of people over at the liquor store. And now he has to go get a car. And all the police officers, his fellow police officers, are winking and nodding and keeping him from getting the car necessary to catch anybody. And I just one day walked in, I just said, see this car? If I see this car again, you won't see me.
Now, there's one, again, this looks like a Chevelle or something. Okay, and it's got the red flasher light. It looks like there's a beer bottle up on top of it.
That's Kojak. That's they were strictly Kojak. The LAPD stopped doing that back in the days of, when Pete Pitches was riding his Palomino up in East L.A., you know.
Yeah, some really classic vehicles that he had there. But it all kind of changed then in season three when you started driving kind of became your signature car, which was, what was it, a 1977? Was that the Dodge Monaco? You had
there
a Plymouth Satellite
right
and a Dodge
there.
Monaco, right?
Yeah, that's it right there.
This is the Dodge Monaco.
Yeah.
This is moss green. We'll post this again at thefreddreyershow.com.
It's a detective car.
And it's a detective car. It's stripped down. It's got the hubcaps that are just the small little hubcaps.
It's a detective car.
Did you get to drive that one home and have it at your house?
I took it home once or twice. I almost bought one of those cars. There's like about four of those green ones.
Yeah.
And I wanted to see if I could put one aside, but they kept stacking these things up left and right.
The Sports Byline Radio Network had a listener who was looking to buy that car. You talked to him, right?
Yeah, I talked to him, and I said, if I can find it, I'll let you know so you can buy it. Someone should have it. I'd like to have it, but I don't have any room for it.
So, and this was in your acting career. Did you take one of these cars, as I mentioned, home? And I know you had that big date with Elizabeth Taylor a few times. It's a true story, ladies and gentlemen.
Liz was not in the Monaco.
She wasn't.
No, she's not in the
Monaco. You actually had your...
Yeah.
Your,
yeah, I mean, if I had one burnout around the block, she would have... She would have flipped out.
She would have been out of that car.
She said, take me home immediately.
Plus, the show you mentioned was based on supposedly your dad having mob ties, and it also had a little bit of an air of a Dirty Harry kind of thing, and then it sort of all cleaned up there as the end of season two and season three. You developed your own deal, right? It became your own identity.
You know, I kept telling Frank, and he kept telling me, he says, the show's a hit. What's your problem? And I said, granted, I have a problem, but creatively, you can't write this show the way it should be written,
exactly,
the way you're doing it. And I said, I'm not going to help you do it. So,
you know, the guy that wanted that moss green Dodge Monaco, I kind of, if you still can find it, kind of like that faded blue, this vehicle right here, like the old Chevrolet, it looks like.
No, that's just gunmetal patchwork.
Nice.
And the transmission on that thing fell out.
Did
it? Yeah, and, no, it did. It, and they had a lot of fun. The scout team when they started burning these things down out in an intersection in the valley. You know, when they realized I'm not driving these things anymore.
We got to collect them all. We got to get the pictures on the website. Collect all of them, everybody. We'll be back on the Fred Dreyer Show.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Well, very good. You know, folks, I wanted to wrap this segment up about the Hunter and the vehicles and all these storylines. We had a show that was a very, very big hit, and it was based on a true story that happened in Los Angeles, the Black Dahlia. And it was a story of her name was Short, and she was cut in half, and they found her remains on the side of the road here in East L.A. And those are the types of stories that were really interesting because they were absolutely open ended cases still to this day, and a lot of our shows. I was hoping that would lend itself to real good police work, and put our opinion on what happened in the Black Dahlia, and it that's the type of thing that we didn't do, and it kind of it was a waste of time. We're chasing guys. He's in the mafia. He's out of New Jersey, and he's come out here with a silencer and his .45, and he's gonna kill some people. So what? And we don't want to tell those types of stories. Well, we did because that's what they knew. And you know, when the show was new, people go ahead and write what they know, which is fine. And the show was a hit, which is great. I felt great for Frank. And everyone, but at the same time, it took us 2 years to get into shows that were meaty enough to be interesting, and the Black Dahlia was one of them.
Yeah, and those were the better episodes of Hunter, and they, as you mentioned, season three they started to really take form and take place. Martine says these are some of the Detroit specials, the cars you were showing.
Right.
People loving the old cars that you had there. Some of the comments coming in. Nikki says love the clunky cars. And Nikki wanted to know if Stephanie Kramer liked her red car. Did she drive a red car in the series? I guess she did.
Yeah, they gave her, they gave Hunter, a 65 Chevy, and then with no hood, and then they gave McCall, this cute little dauble of a Pearl, this red. I don't know what the brand was, but it just pushed the envelope way too much, and I guess she liked it. I don't know. I'd never really.
We'll have to have her back on the show and
never
ask
really
her.
Never really asked her what she liked.
Car shows, I'd be good over there. Now, we have some comments here also coming in. Here's a tweet. And a person was watching last Sunday's Rams game where they lost to the Eagles, and they said, imagine if this year's Rams team traded for a halfway decent edge defender. Wow. And in response, Alex said, that was from Alexis Kraft, and then Alex at LA Rams said, wish I could put at Fred Dreyer back in his prime. That guy knew how to get to the quarterback and was one of the many reasons our defense in the 70s was the best. And he really did. We had a piece of video that we're going to probably show next week on the show of you when Joe Namath was quarterback at the end of the game, a little after a win, a little conference with the CBS guys talking to you. It's pretty interesting.
Well, the real interesting part is if you want to show something that people can identify with, the football fans out there, it's my five sacks against the Giants.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Well, I had 5 sacks against it, and it goes and it plays right into
your former team.
To what this guy was talking about is an edge rusher today. You know, what is an edge rusher, and why are they valuable, and how does it work? What do edge rushers do? And we can show that to you on screen here.
Yeah.
And you know, you can pull up Joe and I having fun with the press if you want.
Yeah, YouTube, Joe
but
Namath.
There's nothing really to comment there, you know.
That's kind of funny watching you talk.
Yeah.
Joe Namath and Fred Dreyer talking to the press. It's pretty good. Now, if we can get away a little bit from football, let us talk, if we can, just a touch about baseball, because a lot of strange things have happened so far in the playoffs, a lot of interesting things going down, and most interesting of which, I've seen this for a couple of years now in a row, where the best teams get to sit down and relax at the end of the season.
Yes.
And the other teams, the runners-up, maybe they're just a little over 500 baseball teams during the regular season, come in. They get hot and they just crank right through the playoffs over there. It's almost like you're giving the advantage to a team to allow it to get hot while the other team can't have that advantage. They just sit there and they're chilled. They're watching. They're going, oh, we can't wait till we play. And then they get in there. A couple of things go the opposite way for them. And the next thing you know, in a 5-game series or 3 games, they're dead.
You can find yourself and your team with 100 wins. The Dodgers have had 3 straight years of 100 wins, various degrees of success there.
Right.
And they are on the verge of having
their team turned around.
Time
changing
this. With teams that they had a lot of success with during the regular season.
Yeah, and so, you know, what do? You lose in the playoffs, all of a sudden a manager's job is up for grabs or pitching staffs are turning around. And these are things that you got to look at. Plus, look at the injuries now. Back in the day, you had Oral Hershiser on the Dodgers, you know, coming back into a World Series game and pitching a complete game and then coming back in relief. And you don't see that anymore. They just... they almost baby some of the players over there. When you're up against a short series, you got to give it your all.
It's true. You know, those days are unfortunately gone because they're the ones that showed the great character of the individuals on the teams that were great. And that's what's missing in baseball. You know, I don't know how many times you have to say it. You know, stop manipulating the sport to our entertainment value, you know.
Let the game go.
Please, just get out of the way, shut up, and please please acknowledge the players and you know, I guess right now, I guess last week, you know, Philly is giving Atlanta all they can handle.
Yeah.
And Atlanta is supposed to be the best team there is in baseball.
Same with Baltimore. Got swept 3 straight by Texas.
Got swept 3 straight, you know, and there's – and, you know
– It's interesting.
Yeah, well, it is interesting, and it's something that that drives me crazy is because, you know, having experience – with teams that you think are good and can compete, you wind up realizing that they're being massaged, put to sleep.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. You played football. It's a little different, the playoffs in football, because you're only playing so many games in a season. You're playing one game a week. You're getting ready for that game. So when you go into the playoffs, it's not much different. It's the best teams are going up against the best teams, and there's not really that much there. Yeah, there's the playoff schedule, but it's a one-game thing because you're playing a single game every week. So it's really something special in football. In baseball, you play 162 games, you get through with that, and then you play a 3-game or a 5-game series before you finally get to a 7-game series for the World Series?
They have to stop it. They play before they even get into the playoffs. They play 160 games.
Yeah.
And guess what? I don't care who has the best record. I would like them to cut down the scheduling to 130 games, and then take 2 days off for travel, and then get into the playoff schedule. And I think there's a lot of the players that would like to do that as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, maybe play some of the different teams and have like a second season where you see what the record is after playing three or four different teams and play 20 games in the playoffs or whatever. You're still going to make as much money. You cut back on the regular season. Some the worst teams don't get an extra chance to play more games and lose revenue. But something's got to be done to turn it around because it just seems weird. You can play 162 games and then have everything blow up because one team gets very hot and just plows through the playoffs. It just is not appealing.
It's just, it's boring, and I know as a fan, I'm a baseball fan, I'm more apt to watch baseball than I am football at my juncture in life. I know both sports in and out, and I like to see who on the baseball team I like to see leadership come up and come through. And you'll see it every year. Last year, you know, it was San Diego.
They came up.
And they came out and they beat the Dodgers. They just told them to, you know, stay home. And there was nothing the Dodgers could do about it. And what was interesting, I thought last year, and of course this year as well so far, that none of the baseball teams are responding as they did in a 6 month season. And there's something wrong
it's
there.
Different.
I want to know what it is. Are the players that anesthetized to where they just say I'm getting a $45 million a year. And I'm making a lot of money, and I don't care what the schedule is, and I'll just go chew gum and stand over here and hit some fungo, and then you tell me where I got to go. That's not good enough.
It's called choking.
That's not good enough.
Choking. So we'll take a break, come back with more. We got to take a look at some football, too. We'll get to some more of your questions. Thanks so much for joining us. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn. He's Fred Dreyer. Again, email Fred Dreyer@crntalk.com. Follow him on X. Follow him on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. On X, @Fred_Dreyer.
There's a whole lot of savings going on now at Staples. During Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $150 on select office and desk chairs. And when you buy a chair, you save 25% on desks, storage solutions, and office accessories. Plus, your local Staples now accepts Amazon returns. And when you return an Amazon order at Staples, you receive a coupon for $10 off your next $30 Staples purchase. Now is definitely the time to save at Staples. Chair offer ends 10/28, in-store only. Exclusions apply on Amazon offer.
Want even more excitement on game day? It's time to get on Prize Picks, the best way to win big on fantasy sports. Here's how it works. Just pick 2 to 6 players and choose more or less on their stats. If you get them right, you can win up to 25 times your cash. It's quick and easy to make your picks, and with fast and safe deposits and withdrawals, Prize Picks is the place to play this season. Prize Picks has awesome weekly promotions, and they're the only daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy, keeping you in the game even if one of your players goes down. Sweat it out, watch your entry update in real time, and continue the fun by making picks on second half and fourth quarter stats. Take your game day experience to the next level with Prize Picks. And right now, when you go to prizepicks.com/byline and use code byline, Prize Picks is matching your first deposit up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/byline with code byline for a 100% deposit match. Prize Picks. Daily fantasy sports made easy.
Enjoy an ice-cold Coke from Burger King while supporting your community. Coca-Cola is a proud supporter of the Burger King Foundation, which has granted over $60 million in scholarships to over 55,000 scholars, creating brighter futures and positive change in the lives of children and families through education. Now through the end of November, join Burger King in raising funds for the Burger King Foundation's education initiatives and enjoy 3 delicious menu items for just $1. Visit a participating Burger King restaurant and purchase 3 coupons for $1 to help positively impact your community. Each coupon gets you your choice of a free small soft drink or coffee, free small fries or hash browns, and a free small soft serve. All funds raised stay local, right in your zip code. Burger King Foundation scholarships are open to team members and community members, and your dollar makes a difference. So go ahead and have it your way, and know that you're also giving back to your community. Visit your local participating restaurant or www.burgerkingfoundation.org for more information.
Yo, J Balvin here. Verizon just hooked me up with a new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium. How can you get one? By switching to my plan at your Verizon store, get the amazing new iPhone 15 Pro on them. When you trade in any iPhone, any model, any condition, guaranteed. And listen to my new song, Dientes, on your way to get the new iPhone 15 Pro.
Don't miss out. Switch to my plan from Verizon today. It's your Verizon. $999.99, 128GB only. Device payment purchase or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on unlimited ultimate plan required. Less $1,000 trade-in or promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
Welcome back. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Now, one more baseball comment, if we can, Fred. We got a former Dodgers baseball star who's going to enter the California crowded Senate race as a Republican. Steve Garvey has thrown his name into the ring to be the Senator of California. He's former National League MVP, played for the Dodgers and the San Diego Padres. He promised to bring fresh voices and new ideas to the table. He said, we need people who are going to be exactly that for the people. He said, simply, I'm running for the people, the things that affect the daily lives of people in California. He says, family issues, including education, public safety, the economy, will be a centerpiece of his common sense campaign. Now, according to this story, and again, it's California, mostly all Democratic. Steve's running as a Republican. He says he's running against a seat that includes Democratic Representatives Katie Porter, Adam Shifty Shift is running for that seat, Barbara Lee, Democratic Senator Alfonso Butler, who was appointed by Governor Gavin Newsom. Hope I got that name right. And then nothing mentioned about the Republicans the race. Where's Eric Early here? He's on our broadcast staff. Where's his name? There's a lot of Republicans that are running, including Steve Garvey. They only mention the Democrats. What do you think of that?
Well, not much. You wish people well in their endeavors.
Sure.
He sincerely thinks he can win. Maybe he doesn't. I don't know. I would run today as a Democrat.
You would, of course, because there's more Democratic voters.
Well,
I would.
Of course. I'd appeal to more of them, and I'd appeal to common sense. And but I wouldn't think twice about running for office, especially in this state. This is God bless them, but I think it's suicide.
Yeah, we're national, everybody, but we broadcast from Hollywood, California here with the show. 790 KABC is our flagship, and we're here on Sports Byline Radio Network, CRN Digital Talk Radio Network. We're on Sirius XM, so tune in. Remember, make a note of this. Now, some football news, if we can, because the season's going on. You got undefeated teams, San Francisco and Philly, I think, are the only undefeated teams.
Yes, that's
correct.
Right. That's right.
And so now there's trade deadlines coming up, and there's rumors. And I want your comments on this. So let's say you're a team owner, Fred. I don't know if you ever likened to want to do that, but, the Broncos, the Vikings, the Giants, they could all be sellers. Let's look at the Vikes right now. Who do they have to give up to try to get some draft picks and increase their chances of improving their team? They're saying the quarterback, Kirk Cousins, could help another team out somewhere.
Yeah.
Would another team give up some draft picks for that, do you think?
Sure.
That's, I think, one of the best deals you could get would be Cousins from the Vikings. You look, that guy's not a bad quarterback at all. Then you look at the Denver Broncos. Should they just get rid of the coach who said this was a terrible team a year ago? And now it's – I'm sorry. Well, I was a Bronco fan at one point, not so much this
year.
You
were?
Yeah, I kind of liked them. When there was no team in Los Angeles, I liked the 49ers. I liked the Broncos for a while. I liked the New York Giants, your old team. I liked Green Bay. I liked the New England Patriots for a while. I still like them because there was nobody to root for in L.A. when there was no team. There was no Charger team. The Rams left and went to St. Louis.
When they started cutting up, when the ownership came in, started stripping the league in front of us, telling us that this is what's great for the sport. That's when I bailed out. That was a long time ago.
That was owner Georgia Frontieri. You played for her for a while, did you not?
They have killed the germ of fandom in L.A.
Yeah?
They've killed it by moving out for 25 years. And
there's no history of the team.
Now we're stuck with a team that has no history. And you go out to a L.A. Rams San Francisco game, it's all red.
Yeah.
It's all San Francisco.
Even the Chargers have their background in San Diego, loved them, and now they're up in L.A.
It's a scandal. Our Ram 49er games were just monsters.
Yes. Now not so much.
Nothing. It was nothing, zero.
I put on some blue shoes and then wear my 49ers hat. And I watch it now. It's like, I just watch a good football game.
Were you jumped in the parking lot?
You've got to be careful.
Well,
that's another that.
You're
was that element in football when you played? Were there a lot of fights? Seems there's a lot more fights these days. There were?
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind.
In the stands, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, okay. Never mind.
I think beer had something to do with it.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Now, the Broncos, they don't really have a shot to be competitive, so. Who do they get rid of? Russell Wilson? Probably, right?
Yeah, get rid of these people. You're paying this guy $45 million.
Yes.
And they wanted to pay him because they couldn't wait to get their roster all squared away for the future so they wouldn't have to do anything. Well, guess what? They didn't plan on the people they gave a lot of money to be failures, abject failures.
Yeah.
And so this is what you're stuck with.
Yeah, I'm telling you. They say maybe some lesser players like Jerry Jeudy, Cortland Sutton, maybe possibly.
I don't know who these people are.
I don't know. So then you got the Giants, your old team. That's where you broke in.
I have no allegiance to them anymore. I don't. The uniform's familiar, but when I look inside the helmet, it's all empty to me.
If you were to go in the Hall of Fame today, it'd be as a Ram, correct? Instead of a Giant?
Because you're Patriot.
Which.
That's a trick question. I was a Patriot for literally
how long?
3 months on paper.
What do you mean?
What do I mean?
Well, give the story to the audience. They got to hear this.
3 months, I was the property of the New England Patriots, Johnny Mazur, the head coach, and Billy Sullivan, the owner, and my fun was. Engaged with the ownership, Billy Sullivan, and Upton Bell, the general manager.
Oh.
Yeah, they all wanted me on their team, and I said, "Look, you guys traded for me before you talked to my attorney. Do you realize the arguments I've been having with Wellington Mara in New York?
That was the owner
for
of the Giants,
last
yeah.
year and a half." And I said, how could you make this blunder? This is a blunder. And I said, I'm going to play out my option for 10% less my salary, according to the Players Association.
Yeah.
And I'm going to move on and go to a team that I want to play
you
for.
You could pick the team yourself.
And I can pick the team myself. Of course, the whole idea was I had to make sure that I did it correctly and that I was of sound mind. In body, at the time I was,
not so much now. But anyway,
but I'm ready to roll, yeah. And I'm not embarrassed to say that I'm a shell of my former self.
So let me get this straight: you played out. You were smart enough to play out your option with the. With the New York Giants, because that was a team you signed with.
Yep.
So in essence, you were a free agent. You could pick your team, and that's when the Giants, at the last minute, maneuvered a deal with the Patriots to trade you to the Patriots.
Well, they told me, if you're not going to play here, we're going to trade you to a team that you
did.
May not want to play for. And at that time, it was the Patriots, and they weren't very good. And I said in a press conference on the radio. I just said, look, you guys made the blunder to trade me to New England. New England has the same problems as the Giants. They're a terrible organization. And just then, they grabbed the phone. Upton Bell grabbed the phone. And he said, "Gee, Fred, can we go over this a little bit later?" And I said, "Oh, I don't know how later you're going to get." But
didn't they? It was a conference call phone with the press in New England.
Yeah.
And Upton Bell was the guy that called you. Your mom woke you up because they're 3 hours ahead back on the East Coast.
Yep.
And you were still sleeping. She said, "There's
a
phone call."
Yeah, I was asleep. It was like 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
It was 6 o'clock their time, and she says, "Dear, there's a man on the phone from New England who said his name is Upton Bell." I went, "Oh no, they traded me to New England." So I got on the phone, half groggy, was
didn't know you were on a speakerphone, right?
Yeah, and so I picked the phone up and I said, "Hello." And he goes, "Hi, Fred, this is Johnny Mazur, the head coach of the New England Patriots. We're so happy to have you join our great ball club." I said, "It's not a great ball club. You guys have the same problems the Giants do." I said, "Did anybody stop to call my attorney, John Thomas? You know, you can hang up. It's only 7:30 right now. You know, it's 10:30 there, but 7:30. Call John Thomas, and he'll explain the whole thing on why I'm not showing up in New England." Click.
They took you off the speakerphone.
Yeah, you took me off.
I would like to have seen the stories in the paper the next day.
They were beauties.
I would love to see them. So, but they did try to negotiate.
If you hung around with me from 69 to 71.
What a ride.
You'd still be writing your book.
What a ride. So what happens there then? They almost signed you, right? They were going to.
Well, the Patriots said, "Would you please?" And Upton was a nice man. So was Billy Sola. Yeah. Johnny Mazur, I didn't even know the man. But they said, maybe if you just let us come out to L.A. and talk to you, you know. And so my attorney says, this is his job. Well, maybe you should listen to what they have to say. I said, "Okay, bring them out, put them in the truck and bring them out. And, they can stay in Westwood, you know."
Did you make them take you to dinner at the ramp?
Yeah, well, that's a little too far for him.
A little too far, okay.
Yeah,
but it didn't work out, right? They agreed.
But it did. They signed me. I can say it now because it's not a lot of money. Yeah. They signed me to $80,000 a year, and I was making $22,000.
That's a pretty good deal.
So I got a big bump there for 3 years. I made $175,000 for 3 years. And I said, "Yeah, this is all right. Okay, I guess I can go back there for 3 years." And I got to be careful because it's AstroTurf. There's that word again.
Yeah.
And I said, "I'll do what I can to help you guys get better." And they said, "Great, fantastic." The next morning, I come into my attorney's office in Westwood, and he runs down the hall to head me off. He says, "Before you go into my room, I just want you to know that Upton Bell's been up all night talking to Billy Sullivan, the owner, and I just want you to know that the deal fell through because the owner said that he doesn't think anybody is worth that amount of money."
Well, you were though, Fred,
and I said, "How dare he? Where is he?" So we went inside the office. And I said, "Upton, what's going on here?" And he said, "Oh, I'm so sorry." I said, "Look, I gave it a shot." I said, the best thing for you to do now is contact the Raiders and or the Rams, and let's cut a deal here by the end of the week, because in about 7-8 days, I'm going to become a free agent. So, I want to help you out, but, let's move it down the road." So in about three days, Johnny Sanders, general manager of the Rams, called me and said, "You're a Ram now." So,
yeah. So, but you go into the Hall of Fame with the Patriots uniform on, correct?
Yeah.
That brought that up.
I'll have the Patriots on the front.
Bill
and
Belichick
the Rams on the back.
Would be right there. Brady's going, "One of the greatest guys I never played with." All right, we'll take a break. We'll wrap things up here. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. A lot of fun. Join us again every week at this time.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone. And AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them. And it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Final segment here. Back on the Fred Dreyer Show, I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Some final thoughts here from some of our listeners out there. Rachel Jonesy Shelley is saying they're from Birmingham. They're watching us live on Facebook Live. You can check us out there. You can get it on Roku. You can get it on crntalk.com. John says, I know the video clip we were talking about of you playing and tackling people there. It was the Eagles in 1977 with you and Joe Namath talking at the end, and it's hilarious. And everybody hoping you're doing well over there. Hello to Shannon, who's talking to us. Thank you so much for your comments. Kathy from Lawndale, California, is tuned in. We also have Nikki saying that we've got a fan on from all 50 states. Kathy's loving your Patriot story. And Martine says to enjoy your week, Fred Dreyer. What are you going to do this week?
What am I doing this week?
You got some plan?
Let's see. It's
Medicare sign-in week. Is that what you and I should be looking at?
Yes, that's what it is. Well, you know what?
Get Joe Namath to help us out with a plan.
I was telling a friend of mine. You know, she asked me, goes, how is everything okay with you? I said, you know, you live to be long enough, and you'll spend the last 15 to 20 years of your life preparing to die.
Well, there you go, everybody.
That's what it is. You're doing insurance.
That's our
stuff.
Thought for the week, everyone.
Yeah, who would like this football? Who would like this? You know, you're trying to get yourself organized so you don't burden the people you leave behind.
Let me give you a better one. Like, I saw a man who, without a smile, so I gave him one of mine. That's a good one. Can you do that at the end of the show?
No,
or maybe,
no.
You know, they say smiling is contagious. What do you say we start an epidemic?
Oh.
All right, maybe yours is better. Yeah. Live your last 20 years to prepare to die. We'll see.
That's it. That's what
All
you
right.
do.
That's our show. Don't forget, email Fred. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Follow him on X at Fred_Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Final thoughts from you, Fred?
Well, I have final thoughts, and they are with my fans. I greatly appreciate you guys checking in with us every week. We'll see you next time.